This week's show, of course, is all about the $8,000 first-time homebuyer tax credit and why there's a debate about extending the program. And joining us now is somebody who is trying to get it extended. He is Congressman Travis Childers, who's a Democrat from Mississippi. Congressman, welcome to Real Estate Today. How are you?
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your being here, and I also appreciate the fact that you're not just looking at this as a member of Congress. You're looking at this as a realtor, correct?
Well, absolutely. I have been a realtor for 32 years, and prior to coming to Congress, and obviously my family now took over our very small business in our hometown. As you can imagine, I don't have time personally to be in that business on a day-to-day basis. But I will tell you, I am very familiar with it. I believe in that business. Obviously, I chose more than, you know, basically two-thirds of my life here to be in that business. We were very pleased with the $8,000 first-time buyer credit, tax credit. Mm-hmm. We think that's working. We think that's been good for the economy. We think it's been good for the real estate market as a whole. We think that it has helped more people achieve and realize the great American dream of home ownership. And those of us who've chosen to make our living in that industry, we firmly believe in that. Honestly, my friend Frank Cradival from Maryland, who's just a great guy, by the way, and has been a lot of help to us on this bill. H.R. 3640, basically, the long and short is this. It would extend for 1 year the $8,000 home buyer tax credit, but not only to first-time home buyers, but to all home buyers who were purchasing their principal residence. Plus, it also has a portion that would provide relief for families who are forced to sell their homes at a loss and ultimately give them a tax credit of up to $12,000 spread out over a 3-year period, not to exceed $4,000 per year.
Wow, that is quite an extension. Let's talk about the critics of this are saying, look, two things. First of all, that considering where the federal deficit is right now, it's an eye-popper. We just can't afford to do any more programs like this. And their other criticism is that this has taken people who would have bought a home next year anyhow and just put them into this year. Since you are dealing with this, both looking at it from Congress and as somebody who's made a living as a realtor yourself, what do you say to this?
Everything that you just said, sir, certainly has merit. And while I'm very keenly aware, as a member of the Conservative Blue Dog Coalition here, I am very keenly aware of this deficit, and I'm aware of this deficit that doubled from $5 to $10 trillion from 2000 to 2008, and in 2009 it continues to climb. And I'm very keenly aware of that. But let me say this: in my 32 years, I'm bringing firsthand experience to the table here. I have seen this happen before. I believe it will work when the real estate market, and especially the principal residence market, the home market, every time that market takes an upturn, it will be followed closely by the automobile industry, and then all of the other businesses and industries will follow suit. I've seen it happen. I believe in it. I know that will work. And while, you know, I realize I came to Congress at a tough time. I've only been here 16 months, and but I'm not copping out. You know, our economy is in the tank, beginning, I think, to make a turn. I just believe strongly this money would be the best spent money that we could do, that we could spend in America today.
Well, one good thing about people's finances, you know, there's a difference between all the people who bought it bubble, at the bubble with relatively high mortgage rates. People buying in now when prices are low and mortgage rates are so low are going to have a lot more disposable income. and still be able to own a house than some of the people who, say, you know, got in 2-3 years ago, or people who got in longer ago, but, you know, just kept using equity loans and all of that to max out the equity in their house. So, yeah, I can see your point about it helping other fields, retail, car buying, and all of that, because the people who buy in now are going to be in such better shape. Tell me about, I know you're out, you've separated yourself from the business because you're in Congress now, but from what you hear, you know, back home in the real estate business, it's in Boonville, right, Mississippi?
Boonville is my hometown, correct, Prentice County.
Right, okay. All right. What are you hearing about how the credit and everything has affected housing?
Well, it certainly has had an adverse effect on it, no question about it. But I will tell you that the $8,000 home buyer tax credit, the realtors in North Mississippi are telling me they're seeing it working. They're seeing young families that really had almost given up, that they couldn't get a home during this time. They're seeing them buy a home. And thank you for mentioning, you know, number one, the rates are the best they're ever going to be. Rates will never, in our lifetime, in my opinion, be any better than they are today. When mm-hmm. you can get a mortgage loan in that 5% range, that in itself, plus home, and we all know home values are down. Why not take advantage of it? Why not take advantage of it and buy a home when they're down and interest rates are great? That's going to give you more spendable income, hopefully, you know, to help your children in education, or whether to buy a car, or these other things that will also stimulate the economy. I stand by my statement. If the real estate market will turn around, the rest of this country will turn around.
All right, so just to go back over it, your idea is to extend it for a year and also add benefits, not just for first-time home buyers, and we should not leave out, because so often people do, people who have not owned a home in the last 3 years, they're also qualified, but we should extend that to others as well.
At least for 1 year, sir. And I really believe this would be a key factor in turning our entire economy in this country around.
All right. Well, we will see what happens in the weeks and months ahead. I think you want to get in a plug for the Boonville Fall Festival is coming up, isn't it?
The Boonville Fall Festival is, and you are very kind to mention that. As a matter of fact, it is not this weekend, but the next weekend. And to all of those who are within listening distance, we would certainly be happy to have you at the Fall Festival in Boonville, Mississippi.
I love those kind of events. I mean, really, those things spell America to me, so I'm happy to give you the chance.
If Congressman I could Travis... give one more further shameless plug, guys,
sure.
The Fall Festival is the home of the International Turnip Green Contest.
And what other city can make that statement?
And what other statement can make that? And let me tell you, that is a treat in itself. That's worth coming to Boonville for alone.
Well, I am not going to turn up my nose at a turnip festival. Congressman Childers, I'm sure they make that joke every year there.
Well,
Congressman Travis Childers, I thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Good day,
Congressman
to you both.
Travis Childers, congressman from Mississippi and a realtor. Coming up on Real Estate Today. Plus, we're going to take your calls, 877-55. Today, 877-558-6329. And don't forget, you can always visit us online at www.retradio.com.